Noosa, have you ever been there? It's one of the hottest holiday spots in Queensland. And Noosa boasts white sand, beaches, idyllic, absolutely untouched national parks, world-class cuisine, they say, and dot, 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 and a dun, 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 noisy tourists. And from next week, Noosa on the Sunshine Coast is going to enforce bans on, wait for it, clapping, shouting, arguing and singing in holiday rentals in a bid to stop the noise. Many believe the new laws are a bit too strict, but Noosa Shire Council Deputy Mayor Frank Wilkie believes that the steps are necessary and he joins us now. G'day, Frank.
Hey, Karen, how you going?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, look, we're not banning clapping and cheering in Noosa. That's absolutely false. But what we are doing is ensuring that people who want a holiday here are not disturbed and the people that live here are not disturbed by the people who want to make too much noise or be aggressive after hours and disturb everyone else's amenity.
Right, so you've got a lot of holiday rentals there, obviously. So this is a kind of noise control in holiday rentals.
That's exactly right, Karen. About some residential neighbourhoods have almost 50% saturation of short-term accommodation businesses now. So what that means is a lot of neighbourhoods that were all permanent residences, permanent rentals or people's homes, they've found themselves living next door to a short-term accommodation business now. And it's often a high turnover of guests who coming for holidays, so they're in a different frame of mind. And the people that need to get to bed and get the kids to sleep and go to work, get the kids to school in the next morning, they're finding that their evenings are disturbed by some guests who want to party all night and disturb the amenity of the neighbourhood. So we've introduced a local law which incorporates the best of what responsibly managed properties already do, and that is they have a property manager who neighbours can call, and they'll phone the guests and tell them, look, you're creating a bit of a disturbance, can you keep it down? Or they'll attend the property and deal with it, so everyone else, it's a win-win for everyone. So the local law just enables the council to ensure that all property owners have that sort of system in place, because what we discovered was that about 86% of all short-term accommodation properties are owned by people who don't even live in Noosa. They live outside the Shire, so it's all care and no responsibility. And 51% of them don't even live in Queensland. So what this does is ensures that the property owners assign someone who is responsible, who lives within 20 kilometres of the property and can respond within 30 minutes of receiving a complaint.
Ah, okay. So they have to be 20 k's of the accommodation and they have to be there within half an hour. So how are you going to tell the guests that they have to be quiet in the first instance? Will there be, you know, some notices in the accommodation or when they go to rent it or something of that nature?
Yeah, exactly right. So the person who's responsible for the property, and this happens already with responsibly let properties, there's a code of conduct. The property manager will show them to their place. They'll say, "Oh, look, tell them to be respectful of the neighbourhood at night. You know, no noise outdoors after 9 p.m. For example, go inside, turn your music down, and there's not a problem. But it's when that doesn't happen, whether it's just booked through, say, an online booking platform, and people just arrive and start the holiday early. You know, down a slab and they're away.
Down a slab. So that's going to be a hard one to really... It's hard because people come on holiday and, you know, they might have barbecue or whatever, a few drinks, as you say, down a slab outside. And they sort of feel that they're entitled to make a bit of noise, don't they?
Well, look, everyone's entitled to have a lovely time on holidays, and that's what we want. But what we're also finding is that people who are on holiday, they were having their holidays disturbed by people who were going overboard. People were going overboard as well. So it's for the benefit of residents and visitors. No one wants their evenings disturbed by excessively noisy or aggressive behaviour, whether you're a resident or a visitor.
There's been some criticism that this new law, it could be a tool for people to, get rid of the holiday rental next door. You know, don't want it next door to me. I'm going to complain about the noise and until it becomes not a holiday rental.
Yeah, look, there is has to be... so each complaint is investigated. The property... So the council hotline is contacted. The council then contacts the property manager. The property manager goes and investigates or phones up, makes contact with the guests, asks them to be quiet. And if they say they were quiet, that's all going to be recorded. So if there are vexatious complaints, they're going to be investigated as well. They're only going to be acting on credible complaints.
How noisy is noisy, Frank? Like, what's acceptable if you're outside? You want to be outside.
Okay, so you want to be outside. So it's often a subjective call, but if you're outside after 9 p.m. around the pool, drinking, talking loudly, you can be disturbing people next door. If you're inside and you're just talking, that's not disturbing anybody. So it's what's reasonable.
It's like you're at home, basically.
Yeah, what you would do if you're at home? How you would behave when you're well? Everyone's entitled to enjoy themselves, but not at the expense of other people's enjoyment as well.
It makes sense. And when does it come into effect?
Comes into effect on the 1st of February.
Yes.
And similar to the laws introduced in other areas around Australia, Mornington Peninsula has similar laws. The state of New South Wales is introducing a mandatory code of conduct for short-term accommodation that's administered. All complaints go to a commissioner, but that's I imagine that'd be quite cumbersome. The short-term accommodation industry was advocating for a similar system in Queensland, but it was impossible to get all the parties to agree. So Noosa Council decided that they'd go ahead and act on this quickly and take matters into our own hands rather than wait around for an agreement that may never happen.
Yes. How has it been in Noosa today? What's the weather been like today?
Oh, it's been sunny and beautiful, a little bit cloudy at the end. But we've been very lucky with the weather.
Great summer so far.
Pardon?
A great summer so far, but we can't come and visit.
I know. We're missing your Kiwis.
Yeah, we're quiet.
We used to have direct flights from New Zealand to Maruchidor Airport.
No, we are quiet,
on
honestly.
The coast. Well, we love you. We love New Zealanders. You're great. You're down to earth. You're decent.
Yeah, good on you. You had to say that.
Fair.
We don't down too many slabs. good one, Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight.
That's all right. Thank you for being interested, Karen.
Great. That's Noosa Shire Council Deputy Mayor Frank Wilkie. So you can still go, but just behave yourself and don't be too noisy. Sounds quite reasonable, doesn't it? You can understand why people next door don't want that going partying going on all night.